Topic 8.9 is to locate and state the functions of the regions of the human brain's cerebral hemispheres, ability to see, think, learn and feel emotions, hypothalamus, thermoregulate, cerebellum, coordinate movement, and medulla oblongata, control the heart. So our brains have evolved quite spectacularly over 500 odd million years. And one of the biggest things that you will note if you look at how those brains have developed is the massive enlargement of the cerebral hemispheres. This is showing that we have a much greater ability to process very complex thoughts than more primitive organisms such as bony fish, amphibians and so on. The brain can be divided into a number of different lobes. Remember that the cerebrum, which is the large bit that looks like wobbly jelly, this is divided into two hemispheres. The cerebellum also exists in two parts. That's tucked up underneath the cerebrum. And the medulla itself is the top of the brain stem, the top of the spinal cord. Our frontal lobe is right at the front of the skull. Okay, so if you put your hand to your forehead, you are essentially putting your hand over the frontal lobes. That's our conscious area of the brain. So it's where we're thinking about things. It's where much of our emotions come from. Effectively, a lot of it is where our personality is. So that's where we are. It's also our primary motor cortex. So when we're thinking about moving things, then it's stuff that's going on in the frontal lobe. The temporal lobe, if you put your hands just above your ears and maybe a little forward of them, you'll be able to put your hands over your temporal lobes on each side. That's associated, as you might imagine, with sound recognition, hearing and speech. So when people have stroke and come out speaking with a slight accent or so on, it's usually because it was a stroke that bled into one or other of the temporal lobes. That's also associated with our memory functions. If you put your hand on the back of your head, and you'll be touching the occipital lobes. These are where the visual cortex develops. It's a bit arse backwards, frankly, to have the visual cortex right in the back of the brain, the furthest most point away from the skull, from the eyes. However, if you look at how the brain has developed over time, you'll see it's actually fairly logical, since the cerebrum used to end right in the middle of the skull, and that used to be where our eyes were. Finally, if you put your hands towards the top of your head, where if you've got a crown, that's where you'll find it. These are your parietal lobes, and there's a bit of memory and recognition, so ability to tell where we are, who we're with, remember faces and so on. That's all controlled by those areas of the brain, as are calculations, spatial awareness and sensation. So our abilities to discern where we are in space, what orientation we are in, and if you're having trouble holding on to the ground and not falling off, you're probably suffering some issues with your ears or your parietal lobes. The other areas of the brain you should be aware of: the hypothalamus, right in the very centre of the skull, coordinates the autonomic nervous system, also responsible for thermoregulation and chemoregulation, controls the pituitary gland, and is responsible for many of our basic drives, hunger, thirst, and so on. The cerebellum is the coordination of our movement, and the medulla takes care of all our very basic functions, such as control of heart rate and so on.